This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. The story is told of an old Jewish rabbi who'd entered hospital for an operation. He checked in, got himself ready, and just before he was to be operated on, his surgeon came to give him a final medical check. Speaking in another language, the doctor said to his assistant, "Okay, well, let's get started on this old worthless fellow." The trouble was, the old Jewish rabbi knew the language and heard every word. And very quickly he said from his bed, "Would you call someone who's been made in God's image worthless?" I thought it was a pretty good answer. I have the feeling that there are many today who feel useless and worthless. But really, that's not good thinking. It's your mind playing tricks. We are all people of immense worth, regardless of our age, background, or social status. And here's the issue. We often base our worth on what others think about us, how they view us. If we think they don't approve of us, then I guess we're not much worth. But if someone else thinks I'm okay, then I must be okay. But how realistic is this? And that's the problem. The views and opinions that people have change. They can be wrong. It's about finding your own self-worth. And really, it's a shame. Our world is full of the positive or pervasive negative images that damage our self-worth. I'm too fat, or I'm too thin, undesirable, I'm stupid, or I'm damaged goods. Or my family might have said, "You'll never amount to anything." Growing up in an abusive family can affect the way you feel. And if you've lived with someone who makes you feel terrible about yourself, those destructive thoughts can stay with you. I'm sure we have to look at life from a different perspective. So don't set yourself up for despair and failure. Set some goals, even if they're little ones. Make sure they're achievable, because one of our greatest needs is to feel valuable, that your life matters, that you are worthwhile. Try and base your thinking on what God thinks of you rather than what other people think. An American tourist was in Paris on holiday, and he went to this old trinket shop and he bought a cheap amber necklace. When he got home back to New York, he had to pay a very high duty on the necklace. He was quite shocked. So he paid, but he went and got it valued. And the jeweler said, "Hey, I'll give you $25,000 for this." He was quite surprised. So he went off and got a second valuation. "And I'll give you $35,000. He was astonished. "Well, how come?" So the jeweler gave him the magnifying glass, and there was the inscription on this necklace: "From Napoleon Bonaparte to Josephine." So no wonder it was priceless. The necklace value came from its identification with a famous person. In the same way, God has his image printed all over you. You belong to him. You are immensely valuable. God doesn't make worthless things. It was Robert Schuller who once said, "You do have self-esteem. You got a sense of dignity and worth because you were made in God's image." That reminds me of the old catchphrase, "God made me," and God don't make any junk. The Bible's full of statements that confirm, "You are the one who put me together inside my mother's body." That's Psalm 139. "The Lord knows you. He will lead you. He will always be with you. God cares for you, so turn all your worries over to him." That's what the New Testament says. You can be transformed. You can let go of the shame and focus on today and tomorrow. And in Jeremiah, in the Old Testament, God's word says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." So no wonder Josh McDowell's statement helps so many. He said, "A healthy self-image is seeing yourself the way God sees you, no more, no less." The very gifted theologian Karl Barth was once asked, "What's the greatest thought that you ever had?" And without hesitation, Karl Barth said, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." You are special. You are unique. Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. You're more valuable than a whole flock of sparrows." So he knows your story, and he has a plan for you. Heavenly Father, thank you today. We don't have to feel like we're worthless and no good. You love us with an everlasting love, and I am thankful. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.